Good evening, everybody.
And Six, your mic is open. Be sure of that, Ruth.
Yeah, they're both open.
All right, well, till Six gets ready to jump in here, I'll fill in, Lord, with opening saying, everybody here, welcome to the Wednesday Bible study on October 30, 2019. Amen. This is the Wednesday Bible study, and we're going to have a great time here. This is Missionary Wolfgang with you, and we are getting ready to start waiting upon Six. And want to say welcome to our surrounding city and states and our countries near and far. Amen. And let's get started with a word of prayer so we can keep right on moving. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your word tonight, Lord Jesus. We thank you that you're just going to be with us. We ask you, Lord Jesus, that you would now touch this show and bless it, Lord Jesus. Help us, Lord Jesus, to know your word better. We ask you, Lord Jesus, for that soul who is nearest hell, that you'd reach out and help them to reel up the white flag, surrender, saying, I yield, knowing that your word says, Lord Jesus, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So, Lord Jesus, we ask you to help right now that soul nearest hell. Make this night their night. And then, Lord Jesus, for the team of the Six Eyes Radio Network, we ask you a special blessing so they can keep on keeping on for you, no matter whether it be mental, spiritual, physical, or financial, Lord Jesus. And then, Lord Jesus, we ask you for your children, the same blessing. We ask you to touch their hearts and their lives too, Lord Jesus, with the same blessing so they can keep on keeping on for you. And finally, Lord Jesus, for every man, woman, boy, and girl out there, we ask you, Lord Jesus, that you would just touch their hearts, help them to love their neighbors as themselves, knowing that in the end of things, they'd be loving the omnipresent neighbor who is you. Now this we ask in your name, Jesus. Amen. You better go check and see if he is open.
Oh, I see what's the matter.
Huh?
Thank you.
There he is. There he is. Go ahead, Six. What's going on, Ruth? Your mic is open, Six.
It's open now. Praise Lord. Praise
yes.
the Lord. Let's get ready to boogie. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Come on. Come on.
Come on now.
Anybody want to shout? Come on. Come on.
Amen, amen.
Amen, amen, amen.
Yeah, man.
Eyes Radio Network is sad to report the passing of John Witherspoon, actor-comedian, who passed away Wednesday, 77 years old. So our thoughts and prayers go out to his family, friends, and fans at this difficult time from the Six Eyes Radio Network. John Witherspoon, dead at 77. Best known as Pops off the Wayans Brothers and Ice Cube's father in Friday After Next. Gone but not forgotten, John Witherspoon. Condolences from the Six Eyes Radio Network.
Amen.
Amen. A couple more songs, and then we're going to get on over to the Gospel Buffet. Amen.
the road. I know.
joining the Six Eyes Radio Network. Phone lines are open at 424-243-9617. It's raining outside. We're taking you to praise and without leaving the house. Six Eyes Radio Network. Six Eyes Gospel Show. Every Wednesday, 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 Pacific. Get your praise on without leaving the house. If you'd like to give a donation to the station to help get programming going, please give a donation to Cash App, $SIXEYES, the digit number 6. Whatever God puts on your heart to give will be greatly appreciated to help keep great programming going here on the Six Eyes Radio Network. Once again, that's Cash App, $SIX. EYES, a digit number 6, SIX, EYES, a digit number 6.
Jesus, on the right side.
right. You're enjoying the best in online radio. Radio Wednesday night gospel Bible study here on the 6 Hours Radio Network. One more song, and then we have the buffet. Hello to our new listeners, our surrounding city and states, our faraway countries. You're enjoying the 6 Eyes Radio Network. Like the 6 Eyes Radio Facebook page. For the 6 Eyes Radio Buffet.
Amen. And tonight we're going to be in Hebrews. Yep, us guys have to make the coffee. Hebrews chapters 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 tonight. Amen. So get out your spiritual steak knife and fork and let's dig in.
Alexander Scorby. The Epistle of Paul the Apostle to the Hebrews, Chapter 1. God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels, as he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. For unto which of the angels said he at any time, Thou art my Son, this day have I begotten thee? And again, I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. And again, when he bringeth in the first begotten into the world, he saith, And let all the angels of God worship him. And of the angels he saith, Who maketh his angels spirits, and his ministers a flame of fire. But unto the Son he saith, Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore God, even thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. And thou, Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of thine hands. They shall perish, but thou remainest. And they all shall wax old as doth a garment, and as a vesture shalt thou fold them up, and they shall be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years shall not fail. But to which of the angels said he at any time, Sit on my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool? Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? Chapter 2. Therefore we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him, God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders, and with divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost, according to his own will. For unto the angels hath he not put in subjection the world to come, whereof we speak. But one in a certain place testified, saying, What is man that thou art mindful of him, or the son of man that thou visitest him? Thou madest him a little lower than the angels. Thou crownedst him with glory and honor, and didst set him over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet. For in that he put all in subjection under him, he left nothing that is not put under him. But now we see not yet all things put under him. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he by the grace of God should taste death for every man. For it became him, for whom are all things and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. For both he that sanctifieth and they who are sanctified are all of one, for which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren, saying, I will declare thy name unto my brethren, in the midst of the church will I sing praise unto thee. And again, I will put my trust in him. And again, behold, I and the children which God hath given me. Forasmuch then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is, the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. For verily he took not on him the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham. Wherefore, in all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. For in that he himself hath suffered being tempted, he is able to succor them that are tempted. Chapter 3. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus, who was faithful to him that appointed him, as also Moses was faithful in all his house. For this man was counted worthy of more glory than Moses, inasmuch as he who hath builded the house hath more honor than the house. For every house is builded by some man, but he that built all things is God. And Moses verily was faithful in all his house, as a servant, for a testimony of those things which were to be spoken after. But Christ, as a son over his own house, whose house are we, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end. Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost saith, today if ye will hear his voice, harden not your hearts, as in the provocation, in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my works 40 years. Wherefore I was grieved with that generation, and said, they do alway err in their heart, and they have not known my ways. So I swear in my wrath, they shall not enter into my rest. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily, while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we are made partakers of Christ, if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end, while it is said, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts as in the provocation. For some, when they had heard, did provoke, howbeit not all that came out of Egypt by Moses. But with whom was he grieved 40 years? Was it not with them that had sinned, whose carcasses fell in the wilderness? And to whom sware he that they should not enter into his rest, but to them that believed not? So we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief. Chapter 4. Let us therefore fear, lest, a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. For we which have believed do enter into rest, as he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. For he spake in a certain place of the seventh day on this wise, and God did rest the seventh day from all his works. And in this place again, if they shall enter into my rest. Seeing therefore it remaineth that some must enter therein, and they to whom it was first preached entered not in because of unbelief, again he limiteth a certain day, saying in David, today after so long a time, as it is said, today if ye will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. For if Jesus had given them rest, then would he not afterward have spoken of another day? There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. For he that has entered into his rest, he also hath ceased from his own works, as God did from his. Let us labor therefore to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. For the word of God is quick and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and opened unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Chapter 5. For every high priest taken from among men is ordained for men in things pertaining to God, that he may offer both gifts and sacrifices for sins, who can have compassion on the ignorant and on them that are out of the way, for that he himself also is compassed with infirmity. And by reason hereof, he ought, as for the people, so also for himself to offer for sins. And no man taketh this honor unto himself, but he that is called of God, as was Aaron. So also Christ glorified not himself to be made an high priest, but he that said unto him, thou art my son, today have I begotten thee. as he saith also in another place, thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek, who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death, and was heard in that he feared, though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him, called of God and high priest after the order of Melchizedek, of whom we have many things to say, and hard to be uttered, seeing ye are dull of hearing. For when for the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. For everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil.
Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. And everybody said, amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. We got the book of Hebrews here, starting off telling us about angels, chapter 1. That they are ministering spirits. They're not as high as God himself. They are created beings that God created for his glory and his honor. And they have their special jobs. There are cherubim, seraphim, different types of angels, archangels. So, different ranks, if you will, of angels. And down the road on the Saturday show, going to put a plug in here, that was one of the requested subjects, is that we study out the different types of angels. Amen. So, we'll be studying that out. And we find here, in these chapters also, that over and over, the Apostle Paul says, that Christ was made an high priest. Now that ought to make most of us shout right there. Because the high priest that they had in the temple, Jewish temple, he had to go in with a sacrifice for himself and for the person who was sinning. Why? Because he was just as big a sinner as anybody else. But Jesus becoming the high priest, the, all capital letters, high priest, he did away with all of that because his sacrifice on the cross was once for all. Once for all. And then he tells us about how Jesus took part of the same. Now, notice there what he was talking about. It says, we, chapter 2, we, human beings, are made partakers of flesh and blood. But he only took part of the same. Means he took the flesh, but he never took human blood. Now, I know you're going to say, well, where did he get his blood? Well, that's simple enough. His daddy, adopted daddy, was Joseph. But Joseph and Mary had had no relationship sexually before Jesus was conceived in the womb of Mary. So, yes, Jesus had his flesh from Mary, the mother, and so didn't you. You got your flesh from your mama, but you got your blood from your daddy. Now, since Jesus didn't get his blood from Joseph, he had to get it from somewhere. He, being the Son of God and the Holy Spirit overshadowing Mary, that's where he got his blood, because the God was his father. So he got his blood from God the Father, and he got his flesh from Mary. What's interesting is the blood that was shed on Calvary's cross, that was not human blood. That was God's blood. Enough to make anybody shout, knowing that that blood was untainted from sin. It was pure from sin. So we have a high priest that, as it goes on to say, does not touch with it, not, that he's not touched or not aware of our infirmities, but yet in all points was tempted just like we were. When he was tempted 40 days, 40 nights of the devil, he was tempted in every way that we get tempted. But he without sin. Amen. So, for you out there tonight, know that you got a high priest. His name is Jesus. And he had sinless blood running in his veins. That's why he only had to sacrifice himself once for all. Amen. All right. Now, anybody got any questions on the reading today? Give you all a chance. Well, Ruth's got a comment here.
Yeah, the spirit's willing and the flesh is weak.
Amen.
I mean, that sums up what you were saying.
Amen. That's a good one.
I wasn't sleeping this time.
All right. Anybody else with a comment or question? I mean, we forget that there are listeners out there who called 424-243-9617, and they like to press the number 1, and they can join the conversation and give their question or comments on the scriptures that were read.
Yes.
We move along sometimes so fast that we kind of forget. So, amen. All right. We ain't going to be on that night. And how about you, Six? You doing good? I hear you there, Six, but I just don't hear you.
He's all right.
Hear your background noise, but don't hear you.
Amen, amen. Excuse me, people. Excuse me. Got Mama Six Eyes with us.
Hey, how you doing, Mama?
All right.
He's talking
all
to
right.
you. Amen.
Amen.
Say hello. How's everybody today?
Doing great. Now, so, do you have any questions on the reading today, Six?
No, I don't. I was a little confused when you said that. So everybody got their skin from their mother.
Yeah, everybody got their. Okay, everybody got their flesh, their human body, their flesh, the stuff that's got the bones and the skin and the muscles and all that. That came from your mama.
Okay.
But your blood come from your daddy.
All right.
So when your daddy goes around saying, he's my own flesh and blood, he's only 50% right.
Hmm.
And you don't believe that, go check with any female doctor that takes care of female issues. They call them a gynecologist. Go check it out. They'll tell you the same thing. Yep. The
all
blood
right.
always comes from daddy, and the flesh comes from mama. So when Mary, being a virgin, had the baby Jesus, his blood had to come from somewhere, and since she was overshadowed by the Holy Spirit, that was God's blood running in his veins, because God was his daddy. Amen. That help clarify that for you, Six?
Yes.
Cool. All right.
Thank you. Thanks.
You're very welcome. Sometimes, like I said, we get into these Bible readings and we forget to give the listeners a chance to ask questions on the reading. Amen. So.
And we're all on one blood.
And the best part is, now us that have flesh, that have been born of man, that had a mama and a papa, where the Bible says, like Ruth just pointed out, we're all made out of one blood, Acts chapter 17. So, no sense us all looking down our noses at the next guy. Amen.
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 All right. Well, since it looks like we got everybody's queries taken care of, Ruthie, are you ready?
Yeah, but let me double check to see if that's the monster.
No, he's not. Not on a Wednesday.
Oh, I forgot.
Hello to Sister Emily. Hello to Mama Sigma. Mama Tyler. All the mamas out there. It was people dressed up as cows for Halloween. Hello to the cow. And everybody else enjoyed my event earlier today. I had the floor boogieing. Now, I didn't get out there and dance today, but who knows? Maybe I'll dance Thanksgiving. You're enjoying the Six Eyes Gospel Show here each and every Wednesday, 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 Pacific. Amen.
Amen. Are you ready, Ruthie?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Okay. Moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God.
Okay, y'all have to repeat that again, Ruth, but slow it down a couple thousand.
That's one of Emily's. Moreover, he said, comma, I am the God of thy father, comma, the God of Abraham, comma, the God of Isaac, comma, and the God of Jacob, period. And Moses hid his face, semicolon, for he was afraid to look upon God, period. I'll warn you, this is a pepper trap.
It is, but you want to take the gander at it, Six?
Him or mama.
Your mama?
You know, she could get bad at that.
Anybody want to take a gander at it?
I can't because I gave her that one.
What was the question? What was the question?
Here's the Bible verse that you have to see if you could sniff out. Here's what it was.
Moreover, he said, comma, I am the God of thy father, comma, the God of Abraham, comma, the God of Isaac, comma, and the God of Jacob, period. And Moses hid his face, semicolon, for he was afraid to look upon God, period.
All right. Do you think you know where that
is? I'm going to be going to Bible night school. I got to go, y'all. I got to get ready to get to Bible school.
Amen. All right.
Well,
I'm going to take a gander at it. We're looking in most likely Exodus chapters 1 or 2.
It's after that. But you're in Exodus, yes.
Okay, Exodus. All right. Let's try 4.
Back 1.
3. Okay.
Yeah, and you just got to figure out the verse now.
And I'm going to gander that one around about verse 5.
Oh, you're so close.
6? Or going too far?
You're just a hair off.
4.
The other way.
6. 7?
One back.
6.
Yeah,
I did say 6.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Well, that is it.
Exodus 3 and 6. All right.
You did a good job there, Em. I tell you.
But I knew it was in Exodus.
So well.
What gave that away, 6? What gave it away was Moses when he was afraid to look at God.
Well.
He was they're talking about the fiery bush there.
Yeah, she did a beautiful.
The burning bush. That's what they were talking about.
Oh, but you guys are not going to like me at all. In fact, you will be so mad at me this week. Because I gave you such a terrible pepper trap. This is in, obviously.
Hold on. So what'd you say, 6?
I'm terrible.
You ready to hear the one she's got for us to sniff out now?
This is such a pepper trap. It's hilarious.
Okay, here we go.
Here we go. It's a pepper trap.
Go ahead. You were asking.
Were they talking about the burning bush?
Yep, that's what they were talking about, the burning bush in that one.
Okay.
Because he is afraid to look upon God. That is the burning bush story.
Okay.
Emily thought she'd throw me on that one, but I knew it.
She got it so good.
I just knew. I knew it had the beginning at the beginning of Exodus there. I knew that.
If I didn't know any better, I probably would have said anywhere in the Old Testament, because you really there's a lot of places that could be. Because Moses, he's in the first five books of the Bible.
Yep. All right.
All right. Here we go. This is
to sniff out by Sunday.
You know me in prophecy. Here we go. He that hath an ear, comma, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches, period.
Oh, man. I know the two chapters has got to be in, but I don't know which one of those multiple times
okay.
He said that.
All right, I'm going to go again. He that hath an ear, comma, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches, period. I mean, that's all over the place, y'all.
That's in specifically two chapters of the Bible, I'll say that much.
I'm going to leave it.
Several times.
Yeah, that's a hard one.
She loaded us on that one.
That's hard. I really had a hard time finding something. I even looked in the concordance. I couldn't think of anything.
Amen.
And that come up as like, oh.
All right. Well, now, six, we're going to let you give us a closing prayer. How's that?
Hey,
Mama
yeah.
don't like to be put
oh,
on the spot.
Oh, she doesn't like that? Okay.
Come on, get your coffee, six, and give us a prayer.
All right. Dear Lord, we want to thank you first for waking us up on the woke list, because if it hadn't been for us being waking up on the woke list, we wouldn't be at this point today. So we want to thank you for everything you do, everything you've blessed us with, not asking for nothing but accepting what you've already done, working toward our endeavors of whatever we are skilled in life to do, thanking for our parents, our family, our friends, thanking that we're here alive on this day. It's raining, but we're here. So just continue to have a blessed night. Watch over us as we sleep. Say a prayer for the world, mankind, and keep enjoying the best on online radio, the 6 Hours Radio Network. Amen.
Amen. All right, so with that, we're going to say God bless, good night, and we'll catch you tomorrow
and
on the
Sweet Dreams.
And Sweet Dreams, along with we'll catch you on the Jumbo Braille program here tomorrow night.
And I invited several people to listen tonight. If you're on tonight, say hi. A nice couple I met today. I'm pretty sure they're listening. So you guys have a good sleep.
God bless.
We also take donations. Cash App, $SIXEYES to help keep great programming going here on the 6 Hours Radio Network. Whatever you give, $1.50 will be greatly appreciated. Thank you for enjoying the 6 Hours Radio Tonight Gospel Bible Study. Amen.
Amen.